Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, first of all, none of us knew how to do it. So it was more like, you know, like those like YouTube tutorials. And so we were just asking AC how to do it. And so it was a kind of not really in sync because no one knew how to do it. Yeah, shout out to AC for kind of teaching us how to pop champagne, I guess.
You seriously didn't know how to open a champagne bottle?
No. I mean, when I won in Lithuania, they just drank hard tequila, so it's hard liquor straight.
It's the last thing you had to YouTube for directions to do. You got anything there? Top of mind? How to open a champagne bottle?
How to check your oil.
Yeah? Is it dipstick?
Yeah. Champagne bottle, I don't think I would need.
I think we're both very familiar with this, the golf swing tutorials on YouTube.
Well, that's a whole other animal.
No, they come for
that
me.
That is very different.
They come for me. I don't that's seek right. them out.
Yeah.
I don't want any part of them. I've been slowly ruining my game for years.
Is there like a ridiculous one that I haven't? Like the to reconnect the little handle can come off, like on the when your toilet handle, like
okay. Like inside the toilet?
Yeah, you got to take it and you put it back on. I think I did that probably years ago.
I had to look up how to change a water pump on a washing machine a couple months ago.
And did it work?
Oh, yeah. I fixed it completely. I was pretty
just
proud of
YouTube
myself,
tutorials.
Actually. Yeah, my girlfriend's sister, her washing machine broke, and I was like, I think it's the water pump. So I took it out and replaced it, and it worked.
Nice.
Yeah.
We had an old washer. We had a drain, like how to empty that and clean out that.
A significant portion of my carpentry experience was initially learned from YouTube videos.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on.
Have you seen the viral video of the Stanley Cup celebration on the top and the NBA celebration on the bottom?
No.
As the clock ticked down? It's like, is it going viral? Whatever. Like, it's being shared everywhere as like, why is the NBA look like nobody really cares right when the buzzer goes down.
Okay.
As compared to hockey where everybody's going nuts.
Can I tell you something about last night's NBA game?
Go ahead.
I thought about this last night watching and I don't know why I thought it. I don't know. I don't have anything to back it up.
Okay.
Watching that game felt like I was watching a movie about an NBA game, and the fans in the stands were all extras. Something about it seemed so
okay.
And I started thinking, like, why do
scripted
I
scripted almost?
No, just that no real people were in the stands. It was all just extras who were cheering and making noise. And I like I said, I don't have any reason I thought that. I'm asking myself, like, why? Is it because it's not Spike Lee? Is it because it's not LA?
Is it because they
it
were
it's not.
Yeah, right. They were all wearing the same thing.
But that happens sometimes.
Shirts.
It was just kind of this thing when I'm thinking, am I watching a computer generation of what a crowd looks like? Like I'm watching a crowd in a college football game, and they're all just I don't know. I have no idea why I thought it.
Have two possible explanations for why you thought this. One is the fact they were all wearing the same clothes.
Which,
they were all wearing the same color, all wearing the same t-shirt.
That happens in whiteouts. It's not that unusual.
But two, the Thunder fans stand for the whole game.
Okay.
And I think maybe the way that looks,
there's never like, a standing up.
Right, like if a big moment happens, like everybody doesn't get up and move to stand up because everybody's already standing up.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what's going on. Is there? There seems like a more uniformity because you're not. Everybody is already standing. Like that could have something to do with it because that is not normal. Like in basketball, at least I'm sure. Like we know Bills fans do that, and I'm sure there are other NFL teams would probably do too. But like basketball doesn't. Nobody does that. Stands the whole game.
Yeah, I'm not here to tell you they're fake fans or anything like that. I'm not. I don't want to throw stones. Like
no, I kind of get the vibe. You're
something about it was
though.
Just like I don't really have any. Maybe I'm. Who was it that said that a course had no soul? Was that?
Oh, you. Was it Quail Hollow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoever it was, like this course has no soul.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like that, and I. And maybe
the game had no soul.
It really might have been the Halliburton injury that did that.
Yeah,
it,
really.
Where the Halliburton injury happens, and I just kind of, it'd be cool if Indiana won this, but if they don't.
Took the wind out of everything.
Yeah, the whole thing is just, it just doesn't feel the same, you know? So I don't know. That's my best explanation.
We talked earlier about like injuries like that in a championship game. Like star player goes down in the finals, game 7. There were two Super Bowl ones that we didn't mention.
Okay.
Recent. They're not quarterbacks, though. So it's not quite the same, but when Dre Greenlaw.
Oh, in warm-ups.
Not in warm-ups. When he ran on the field for his first play, and he goes down. And the other one is Beckham. Odell Beckham.
That was tough.
He's on his way to winning Super Bowl MVP.
Probably.
Now, they win anyway. So that helps, right? To kind of forget that a little bit. But Beckham is going to win Super Bowl MVP, and he tears his ACL in the second quarter, third quarter, but he doesn't finish the game. So those were two other examples of that. And then quarterback ones, I guess there were a couple from like the 70s, like Bradshaw got hurt in a fourth quarter of a Super Bowl. So again, a lot of these teams end up winning anyway. Not last night might be like one of the top all time for this. Like taking the wind out of the game because the star player just bang, out for a year. Just like that. And now...
That's the other worst part of it. Is like not only is he out for the game you need him tonight, but...
He's out for next
year. It's a long process.
Like, I saw odds for next year in the NBA. The Pacers are nowhere to be found. Celtics aren't either because playoffs, they've lost their two best players for a year. So if you're a Knicks fan, not to say you're happy at all that two guys got hurt, but you're like, you're the favorite in the East right now just because two teams lost their best player.
803-0550. Extendo Sports coming up, then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.